The ICU room is bright and cold, sharp with antiseptic. A ventilator exhales with a soft mechanical sigh. Green numbers pulse on the monitor at Sergio's bedside. Sergio is 82, a retired carpenter. His daughter Paula showed you a photo from last summer. Sergio on a ladder, grinning as he built a treehouse for his grandkids. Now he has been unresponsive for 6 days. The CT, EEG, and neuro exams all point the same way. There is no meaningful chance of recovery. Paula and the rest of the family keep repeating one phrase, everything done. They want full code and every intervention. Your attending, Dr. Celeste, has explained the prognosis twice. The family doesn't accept it. Dr. Celeste says she will follow their wishes, but at the desk, she pulls you close. If he arrests, she says, we start CPR immediately. You picture the reality, compressions hard enough to break ribs, bruising, shocks, more tubes, and then the same outcome, only with more trauma. Across the room, Paula twists a damp tissue until it tears. She looks at you like you might say something that keeps her father here. Dr. Celeste asks you to try one more conversation before the next crisis hits. The alarms could happen any minute, and whatever's in the chart will steer what the team does. What's your call?